This Mishnah shows that if a kli changes in a significant way, even if it doesn't stop to be considered a kli at all, it just changes into a different form of a kli, nevertheless, we still view that as a new item to a certain extent, and it would therefore lose any impurity that it had until now. Kippos shutoi midras, a headscarf, a large square piece of material which women would place around their hair, and it became tomei v'tumas midras, so it's now an av hatumah, a primary level of impurity that can make even other people or other kelim tomei unasoyal ha-sefer, and then he placed it on top of a scroll. He designated it essentially for a different purpose. Until now it was an item of clothing, and now it's going to just be used as a cover of a scroll. So since it's now designated for something other than an item of clothing, tohar min ha-midras, it becomes pure from the tumas midras that it had, so it would now be fully pure. Aval, however, tomei tumei meis, it is still able to become tomei from a dead body or from any other source of impurity, because it's still considered to be a kli. The previous mission discussed in which exact scenarios a covering of Sefer Torah is able to become tomei. It could be that in this mission we're talking about one of those ways or a slightly different kind of cover. Either way, it is still considered to be a kli that can become tomei, but right now it's fully pure because it changed its form. And it wouldn't be able to become tomei by tumas midras as long as it's in this new form. Continues the mission with further examples. Chemes shas or shotiach. A leather flask used to hold liquids, which the owner turned into a mat. The mat is designated for sitting on, and therefore it's able to become tomei v'tumas midras. And the flask is also able, sometimes someone would sit on it, and therefore it's also able to become tomei v'tumas midras. So in this example, both of the forms of the kli are such forms that they're able to become tomei v'tumas midras. Nevertheless, because the form of the kli changed pretty significantly, it therefore loses the tumah that it had until now. Although if a zov or somebody like that sits on it again, then it would become tomei again. But the tumah that it had until now would be removed as soon as it changes form. And likewise, the opposite, v'shotiach she'asoy chemes, a leather mat that he turned into a leather flask, tohar, it would become pure until a source of impurity touches it once again. Chemes she'asoy turmel, a leather flask that somebody made into a bag. So over here, although the shape of the container is pretty similar, they're both containers, nevertheless, they are designated for totally different purposes, to hold different things. That's considered to be a significant enough change for it to lose its impurity, v'turmel she'asoy chemes, or a kind of bag that he made into a leather flask, kar she'asoy sodin, a pillow that he turned into a sheet, v'sodin she'asoy kar, or a sheet that he turned into a pillow. Keses she'asoy mitpachas, a mattress that he turned into a leather sheet that is either used as a cover on top of the person when he lies down, or possibly it refers to something that he lies on top of, above the mattress, mitpachas she'asoy keses, or if he turns this leather sheet into a mattress. In all of these cases, tomei, the item would remain impure. Because over here, he's turning one flat item into a different flat item. Because of its simple form, it's not considered to have changed significantly at all. Unlike if a container is changed into a different kind of container. Zakhlo, this is the rule, kol she'shinohu lishmoy, anything that was changed to something that is the same type, tomei, remains impure with the impurity that it had until now, l'shem acher, but if he changed it into something which is a different type, it undergoes a significant change, then tohar, it would become pure from the impurity that it had until now. Mishnah, the next couple of Mishnayos differentiate between two important rules, one of which we've discussed in a few Mishnayos already, concerning one item that is attached to a different item that is tomei, and how much we view the item which has been attached to it as a part of it. And there are really two very different rules. One, which is the focus of this Mishnah, is called Tumah B'chiburin. And this applies only to very specific sources of impurity. For example, a Zov and other people who are able to transfer Tumah via Tumas Midras, as well as an item that they sit on that becomes Tumah Midras. So in general, that which a zov sits on would become an av hatumah, a primary level of impurity, which means that if a person or a kli touches it, that will become a rishon hatumah, Now, people in Kalim are not able to become Tomei from a Rishon L'Tumah. So if a person touches that seat, which was an Avatumah, the person would become a Rishon L'Tumah. And if he were to touch a different person or a different Kli, including his clothes, then that shouldn't really become Tomei. Because the item would be touching the person, and the person himself is only a Rishon L'Tumah, one step removed from that primary source of impurity. However, the concept of Tumah b'Chiburin states that as long as the person is still touching that Avatumah, the seat, he can make anything or any person that he is touching at the same time Tomei as well, because we view it as if the Tumah extends over the person who is touching it. It's as if the Avatumah of the seat spreads to anything that is directly touching it. So as long as the person is still in contact with the seat, he also has that level of an Av HaTumah, and therefore his clothes, for example, would also become Tomei. The second he lets go of that seat, however, he would be a regular Rishon L'Tumah, and he would no longer be able to make other Kalim or other people impure. Now, it's obvious that we don't view the person as being attached or as an extension of the seat itself. So the concept of this law of Tumah b'Chiburin just states that something that is touching particular sources of impurity, the Tumah extends to the person who's touching it as well. There's a totally different concept, which is one that we've seen in more detail over a few Mishnayos, and that's the subject matter of the next Mishnah, Mishnah Zayin, and that is the rule that kol ha'mechubar la'tomei tomei, anything that is attached and connected to something which is tomei is also tomei on the same level. That rule refers to when the item itself is considered to have become one with the other item. For example, if a small patch of material is used to close up a hole in another larger material, so we view that patch as now becoming as one and a part of the larger material. So if one of those materials is tomei, then all of it would become impure. It would all share that level of impurity because we look at all of it as being one utensil, one kli. Or one of the examples we saw in earlier Mishnayos was with regards to the posts of a bed, the different parts of a bed frame. And that concept is based on first viewing that item as being like one item, and as a result of that, so the Tumah applies to the entire Kli. Just like whenever a Kli touches, when only part of a Kli touches a source of impurity, the whole Kli becomes Tomei. As soon as we view it all as being one Kli, so the Tumah applies to the entire Kli. The concept in this Mishnah, Mishnah Vav, of Tumah b'Chiburin, which is the first concept we just mentioned, that's not based on viewing the item and the person as one, because obviously the person is a totally separate entity from the seat. Rather, it's a different idea that applies only to specific sources of impurity, and it's an idea learnt from Pesukim with regards to those specific sources of impurity, in general things that become Tomei via Tumas Midras. And that law states that the Tumah of the seat, or whatever the item may be, spreads also to whatever is touching it at that present moment. Now, one word of introduction before we begin this Mishnah. Midoraisa, according to the Torah, the concept of Tumah b'Chiburin, that the Tumah spreads to whatever is currently touching the source of impurity, the seat, that only applies to a person who is touching that seat, or whatever the source of impurity may be. But if a different Kli is touching that item, the seat, so then the concept of Tumah b'Chiburin wouldn't apply, and the Kli would just become a Rishon L'Tumah, which was like any Kli that touches a Av HaTumah, original source of impurity. That having been said, midrabbanan, this concept does also apply to a Kli which is touching the seat. However, it applies only on a smaller level, as we'll immediately explain. As we mentioned, and we've mentioned a few times throughout the Masechta, a person and a Kli can only become Tomei if they touch an Av HaTumah, a primary source of impurity. But if they touch anything less than that, for example, a Rishon L'Tumah, something that it itself became Tomei from a original source of impurity, so it's one step removed from that original primary level, if a Rishon L'Tumah touches a person or a Kli, it would not become Tomei. However, if the Rishon L'Tumah touches food or drink, then it would become Tomei. And that food would become a Sheni L'Tumah, two steps removed from the original Av HaTumah. And that's the limit for most food. However, more holy food like Truma, which is the part of a farmer's produce that is given to Kohanim, and only Kohanim are allowed to eat, so that can become Tomei even as a Shlishi L'Tumah, which means that if Truma touches something that is a Sheni L'Tumah, it would become impure, And the term that the Mishnah uses when referring to a shlishi latuma, which only really applies to truma and other holy foods, the term that the Mishnah uses is pasul, that it's invalidated, because it would now be forbidden to eat the truma, and it would need to be burnt. Now, as you mentioned, the concept of truma b'chiburin, that idea that says that if a person is touching the seat on which a zov sat, then the truma of the seat would extend over the person as well, such that if the person touches another kli or another person at the same time, then that person and kli would also become tomei. Midaraisa, according to the Torah, that does not apply to a kli that is touching the seat which the zov sat on, which means that the kli would just be a regular rishon latuma. Now, if that kli touches another kli, like we said, the other kli would not become tomei because the other kli cannot become tomei via touching just a rishon latuma. However, if it touches food, then the food would become tomei on the level of a sheni latuma, two steps removed from the original primary level of avatuma, because food can become tomei on the level of a sheni latuma. So since anyway, even midaraisa, the food becomes tomei, midrabanan, they said that we're going to hold of the concept of truma b'chiburin with regards to food, and we're going to say that the food is considered to be not a sheni latuma, but a rishon latuma. We're going to view it as if the tuma extends from the seat onto the kli, and the kli is as if it's a avatuma, for as long as it's touching the seat, and therefore the food would become a rishon latuma, only one step removed from the primary av hatuma. So begins the Mishnah. Matlis, a piece of material, we're discussing a piece of material which was at least 3x3 tefachim, which means that it was able to become tomei midros if a zov sat on it. And indeed, that's what happened. It became tomei midros. Shetaloya al hakupa. And then the owner sewed it onto a basket, possibly in order to strengthen the basket. But the two items are not considered to now have become literally one item, one kli. The differentiation is still pretty clear. This is a basket, it's got a piece of material attached to it. And therefore the concept of kol mechubar latomei tomei, that anything that is fully attached and becomes like one item with something that is tomei, the entire item becomes tomei, that's not relevant over here, because we still view these two parts as pretty distinct. However, the concept of tumah b'chiburin certainly is relevant, because over here it's definitely touching, the basket is definitely touching the piece of material. However, if you think about it, the piece of material's purpose and designation has been totally altered. It's now used for strengthening a basket. Certainly it can no longer become tumah tumas midras, and its form has changed, which means that it loses any impurity that it had previously. However, before it was properly sewn onto the basket, it certainly touched the basket before it was sewn onto the basket. So the second that it touched the basket, it made the basket tomei on the level of a rishon latuma. And now the piece of material which is attached to the basket will also become a rishon latuma for as long as it is touching the basket. So the Mishnah says that the entire basket, together with that piece of material, metama echad ufiseles echad, can make one thing tomei and the next thing invalid, which is another way of saying it's a rishon latuma. A rishon latuma can make other food properly tomei on the level of a sheni latuma, and that food in turn can make truma on the level of a shlishi latuma, and that's what we call invalidated, something which is on the level of a shlishi latuma, three steps removed from the primary avatuma. That's called invalidated. If frisho min hakupa, when the piece of material gets taken off of the basket, hakupa mitame echod v'seles echod, the basket itself remains a rishon latuma, and therefore the next food that touches it will become a sheni latuma, and that in turn can invalidate truma, making the truma on the level of a shlishi latuma, three steps removed from the primary avatuma. Whereas v'hamatlis, the piece of material, tohoira, is fully pure. It lost its previous status of being tomei midras as soon as it was attached to the basket. And the only reason why it was tomei at all for as long as it was attached to the basket is because the basket was tomei. And since it was touching the basket, so it was also temporarily tomei, at least midrabanan, it was able to make other food a sheni l'tumah, because the tumah that was part of the basket extended over this piece of material as well. But as soon as it's no longer touching that basket, it would be fully pure. Next case of the Mishnah, we have a piece of material, at least 3x3 tefachim, and it became tomei via Tumas Midras, and then Toloya al Habeged, the owner sewed it onto a item of clothing, not onto a basket. So since the item of clothing is very similar to the piece of material itself, it's not considered to have undergone a significant change, which means that the Tumas Midras that it has remains. And now it's quite the opposite. The rest of the item of clothing is in contact with the piece of material, which is a avatomar. And as long as that's the case, the rest of the item of clothing would share the status of an avatomar, because of the concept of tumah b'chiburin, that it's touching that piece of material. So the Mishnah says that this entire item of clothing, together with the piece of material, matamo shnayim u'fuseles echad, can make two things tomei, two foods tomei, and one invalid, meaning a food which touches it would become a rishon l'tumah, that food which touches a different food would become a sheni l'tumah, and if it touches truma, the truma would become a shlishi l'tumah, which is considered to be invalidated. So this is another way of saying that it's considered to be an av hatumah. Hefrisha min habeged, if he later on takes that piece of material off of the item of clothing, habeged, the item of clothing, metame echad ufeisal echad, can now only make one food item tome, and that would in turn make the next food, if it's truma, invalid. Because this rest, the item of clothing is on the level of a rishon l'tumah, because it touched a avatumah. It's true that right now it's no longer touching it, so therefore there's no longer the concept of tumah b'chiburin, but in terms of itself, it's intrinsically tome now on the level of a rishon l'tumah, as a result of touching a source of impurity in the past. The hamatlis and the piece of material itself, matamo shnayim u'fuseles echad, would continue to make two things tomei and one thing invalid. That is to say, it continues being an av hatumah. And the Mishnah adds, v'chein ha'toyla al hasak al ha'or. The same applies to somebody who sews a small piece of material, a cloth, onto sack or leather. It's also considered to be similar enough to the piece of material that it never loses its tumas midras status. That's the opinion of Rav Meir. Rabbi Shimon Metaher, however, Rabbi Shimon says that in these cases, that piece of material would lose its status of Tumas Midras. Rather, it would be like the case where somebody tied a piece of material onto a basket. Because according to Rabbi Shimon, the sack and the leather are considered to be very different to this cloth, this piece of material. Rabbi Yossi says somewhere in the middle, Al Ho'or Tohar, if he attaches the piece of material to leather. So leather is considered to be very different to cloth, and therefore it's considered to have undergone a significant change, just like when you attach it to a basket. Whereas al-hasak, if you attach it to sack material, tome, it would not lose its tumas midras mneishu orig, because it's also woven, and it's a much more similar material to the piece of cloth. Mishnah Zayin, we learned at the beginning of the previous perek that in order for cloth to become tome from a regular source of impurity, it needs to be at least 3x3 finger breadths. The reason being that this is the minimum sized cloth that a poor person would use to patch up his clothes if they get a hole in them, and that's sort of the minimum sized cloth that has a significant use. And the Mishnah tells us that Sholish al Sholish Sha'omru, the measurement of 3x3 finger breadths that the Chachomim said, that is to say, chutz min hamalol, it needs to be 3x3 finger breadths apart from the hem which surrounds it. When a poor person would attach the patch to his clothes, he would usually fold over the edges to prevent it from unraveling quickly, and then he would patch it onto his clothes, and therefore the 3x3 finger breadth measurement is apart from the hem. So the material has to be slightly more than that. Divrei Rabbi Shimon, that's the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, v'chachom oimrim. Whereas the Chachom say that, no, this measurement of sholish al sholish is mechuvonos, it's exact, and it includes the hem itself. Even a patch that size, some poor people would use in order to patch up the holes in their clothes. The second half of this Mishnah discusses the second concept, which we mentioned in introduction to the previous Mishnah, with regards to one item that is attached to a different item that is tomei. And over here we're referring to the rule that kol ha'mechubar la'tomei tomei, anything which is attached and considered to be like one part of the same item, and part of the item is tomei, so the entire item is considered to be tomei. So in this case, it's not enough that it's touching, but it has to really be considered attached properly to the extent that we view it as being part of the exact same item. Toloya al ha-begin meruach achas, if somebody did sew this small piece of material onto an item of clothing, in order to patch up a hole, but he only sewed it from one direction, on one of the sides. Eino chibur, this is not considered to be a significant enough connection, and therefore the rest of the item of clothing would remain pure, or it might become tomei if the piece of material was an avatuma, so then the clothes would become a rishon tuma. But the point is, it does not share the same status as that piece of material. But if he sews it from two out of the four sides of the piece of material on two opposite sides, then chibur is considered to be connected enough. What happens if he sewed it in the shape of a gamma, which is a Greek letter which is similar to an upside down L? So essentially on two adjacent sides he sewed it. Rabbi Akiva matame. Rabbi Akiva says that the entire item of clothing will now be tome on the same level as the piece of material, because it is considered to be connected enough. The Chachom say that it's not considered to be attached enough, and therefore it would not share the same status as that piece of material. Om Rabbi Yehuda said, when is all of this true? Betalis, specifically with a cloak similar to the talis that people wear during davening, essentially one large flat piece of material which was wrapped around the body, and it's not really the end of the world if somebody flips it over. Sometimes they would wear it upside down. It didn't have to be worn always in exactly the same direction. In that case, if it's sewn only on one of the sides, so then if you would turn the cloak over and wear it the other way, then the material would flap downwards. Al-Bacholuk, but if the piece of material was attached to a shirt, which is always worn in the same direction, then milamal on chibur. Even if it's only sewn on the top side of the piece of material, it's considered to be attached enough, because it's never, the shirt is never worn upside down, so the piece of material wouldn't flap, and it would always cover the hole. Or milamaton, if it was sewn only on the bottom, then obviously eino chibur, it wouldn't be considered attached enough, and the rest of the item of clothing, the rest of the shirt, would not be tome on the same level as the piece of material. Mishnah Ches, bigdei aniyim, poor people's clothes that were made up of lots and lots of different small patches, small pieces of material. Afal pisha im beim sholosh al sholosh, even if not one of those patches, not one of those small pieces of material, started off being at least 3x3 finger breadths, since now they've all been connected to make up one item of clothing, harelu tomei midras, they are able to become tomei even on the level of tumas midras, like any item of clothing. Continues the Mishnah, Talis shehischil balakara, a cloak that somebody began to tear, but it was still all attached. Kivin shenitka ruba, as soon as the majority has been torn, even if you haven't reached to the other side of the cloak, eino chibur, the two halves of the material on either side of the tear are not considered to be attached like one item. We look at them halachically as being two different kelim. So if one of them becomes tome, the other side is viewed as something that touched that other side. And the Mishnah ends off with an additional law, he'ovim v'harakim, pieces of material which are thicker or much thinner than regular pieces of material, pieces of cloth, ein b'hem shum sholish al sholish, cannot become tome if they are 3x3 finger breadths, because they are not fit to be used as patches for items of clothing. They're either too thick or they're too thin, so they'll be torn very easily, and therefore that's not considered to be one of the uses of that cloth, and therefore it can only become tomei at all if it is at least 3x3 tefachim.